Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. And you're listening to the podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. Today's podcast is episode number 145, and I'm recording this on May 13th, 2008. Well, it's a Tuesday afternoon, and I'm driving back from St. Louis. I did a presentation today at Ledoux Middle School. Had a great day today. Presented for 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade teachers of all subject areas, and talked a little bit about using Web 2.0. One of the teachers at Ledoux, Joe Klein, had heard me speak, had a couple different presentations, I think most recently at METC in St. Louis in February, and asked if I could come in and give a little presentation and talk about some of the tools that he's trying to incorporate into his classroom. So it was a great day, kind of just, you know, talked a little bit about what I'm doing in my classroom with podcasting and a little bit about blogging and the whole Web 2.0 type stuff, and had some great discussions, and really enjoyed visiting the school. So now I'm driving back to Liberty, and again, podcasting in the car, but I am totally safe. If I ever feel like I need to set down the recorder, I will, but basically it's like using a hands-free headset here. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about an end-of-the-year project that you can incorporate into your classroom, and I'm also going to kind of address an email that I had. Emails I'm getting behind on, and I apologize if you've emailed me recently. I've been on the road a lot, and I'm trying to respond to as many as I can when I have some spare time. But I did receive a recent email that asked about our project that was on the blog last year called the American History Idol Project. And so we're getting to the end of the year, and we're going to actually do this next week, actually 2 weeks from now. And so I thought I'd talk about the project, and you may want to include it in your end-of-the-year plans for your history class. Well, last year we were at the end of the year, and I don't know how your school runs, but we have our semester tests staggered towards the end of the year so that they're all not exactly on the last day of school or, you know, the second to last day of school. So our semester test is about 3 or 4 days before the end of school. And then the big question, of course, is what do we do with those days after the semester test? I mean, you know, the students know that we're not going to be taking any major grades after the semester test, and it still has to be educational time, and we still have to be doing something of value. So we came up with an idea last year called American History Idol. And, of course, right now we're reaching the end of the American History series. I'm sorry, the American Idol series. Right now, as I talk about this, we are on, I believe there's 3 people left in American Idol. And so the end of the year winds up, and junior high students are typically, you know, really into the whole American Idol type thing. So what we do is we have a list of a bunch of famous American people. Some are inventors, some are presidents, people that have contributed in some way to American history. And in our 8th grade building, we have roughly about, I think it's like 280 students right now. So what we do is come up with a list of 280 individuals, and this has recently been done by a couple magazines. I think Atlantic was one of them that did this last year. But we picked 280 American history figures, and again, inventors make up quite a few of them, politicians. We looked at various lists for this. But then each student draws out of a hat one particular person that's been important in American history. So, you know, a child might draw out Ben Franklin, or they might draw out Babe Ruth, or Sandra Day O'Connor. Then we go to the computer lab, and they have one day to research that person. Why is that person important? And basically, you're trying to produce a case on why that person should be the most important figure in American history. Now, when they get done with the research, they go to the classroom, and we have a extra large piece of paper. It's larger than just, you know, a normal 8x10 type piece of paper. I think it's actually about probably twice that size. And everybody has the exact same size of paper. They have the ability to use markers, colored pencils, and they have to produce a poster that will convince people as they walk by that that person is the most important figure in historical, in American history. I'm getting all tongue-tied tonight. that person is the most important person in American history. Now, when kids draw out the name, you know, some of these names they don't know. I mean, obviously, if it's someone we've covered this year, they're going to know who that is. But, for example, I cannot remember his name, but the person that invented plastic, for example, okay? I can remember last year the student that pulled out that name was like, this is stupid. I don't know who this person is. And, you know, there's no way that my person could ever win. And in reality, if you can really sell the case on how important plastic is, that's a pretty good name to get. So what we do once all the students have created their poster is we put them up in our commons area. We have an area where there's kind of just a almost like a brick wall type, cinder block wall. And we didn't do this last year, but I think this year what we're going to do is on the bottom, we're going to have them put the year that the person was born in so we can put them in chronological order up on the wall. But we plaster these things all over the wall. And then, again, this is with 3 or 4 days left in the school year. We bring the students in, and the students are able the first day to vote for 3 people. So the wall is just covered with all these posters of historical figures, and then they get to pick 3. Myself and the other 8th grade teacher at South Valley Junior High, Aaron Garvey, we go through the votes, and we look at the ballots, and we then come up with, I think we go from, we have about 280, and then we get down to, I believe it is 100 the second day. So what we do is we tally them up, and we figure out who the top 100 are, and then that night we go up and we take down the ones that have been eliminated, or basically sent home. And then the next day when the students come in, there's only 100 of them left. And then now they have to vote again. I think we do 3 the second day, and then we vote down to, I think it's like 30 or 40, and then once we get down to day 3, then they get to vote on, they eventually whittle it down to the top 10, then they eventually, on the last day of school, we have the final 10 and then the votes on who the final 10 are. So what we do the last like 3 or 4 days of school is we have them vote and then we work it down so that on the last day of school, we reveal the American History Idol top 10. And what we did last year was kind of create a little PowerPoint video. Well, actually, we created a video using PhotoStory 3, and we then released it by showing it to the students on our school broadcast channel. And last year, the person that won was Muhammad Ali. We had some other surprise people in the top 10. We had Mr. Hershey. We had John Deere, which, I mean, you know, some of these, everybody has a case. It's just a matter of how well you present it. We had some modern people. I think we had Bill Gates, I believe was in the top 10 last year. So we've had a variety of different types of people in the top 10. But just like American Idol, it's not just based on your credentials. It's also based on appearance. So, for example, if the student that got Benjamin Franklin does not do a very good job of actually promoting why Ben Franklin should be important, and they don't really have a very appealing visual presentation, then that person may not vote for Ben Franklin. So we used the example last year of a couple people on American Idol that got to like the last 3 or 4 and were, you know, attractive, but probably didn't have exactly the best voice to get all the way through American Idol. So it is based on appearance plus the content, and then that's what the students vote on. So it's kind of fun. You know, it gets the students thinking a little bit about, you know, a topic that they can debate. You know, why should somebody be in the top 10? Why should somebody not be in the top 10? So it's kind of a fun activity. The students get wrapped up into it, and it's a way for us to do something educational the last couple days of school. So I hope that answers the question about American History Idol, and you can modify it however you want. You can change it up if you don't have quite as many students, or, you know, change the criteria. You know, you could do it where a student actually has to portray the person that they would like to do. You could have the students select the person themselves. You know, that entire process, well, we basically do as teachers, but you could have the students create their, you know, top 50 list and go from there. There's a bunch of different ways you could do it. So, fun activity. If you do the project, I'd love to hear about it. You can always email us at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. And on the website, www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, we'll have a link to the video that we did last year so you can see who our final 10 were. So thanks again for listening to Speaking of History on this May 13th, 2008. And please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.